Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. Caldwell University is a Catholic Dominican university founded by the Sisters of St. Dominic of Caldwell. The roots of the Dominicans date back to a time when St. Dominic lived in the late 12th and early 13th centuries. Who was this man? Where did God lead him in his travels to spread the gospel? And what can we learn from St. Dominic today? Our guest is Caldwell University President Dr. Nancy Blotner. She recently returned from a pilgrimage in France to explore where St. Dominic started the Order of Preachers. Welcome, Dr. Blotner.
Thank you, Colette.
You traveled with other presidents of Dominican universities and colleges. So what was the goal of this experience?
Well, I think there were several goals, and I was very excited about all of them. First of all, it was really a pilgrimage. It was an opportunity to have time to reflect, to pray, to think about the founding of the Order of the Dominicans and how that impacts Caldwell University today. And that was very appealing to me because in the life of a university president, as you're well aware, there's not much time on a day-to-day basis sometimes for stepping back, for thinking and contemplating. And so that was a great gift. But it was also an opportunity to learn even more about the life of St. Dominic and to visit a few of the places that had been important in the time that he spent in France that I hadn't seen before, in addition to those places I had been fortunate enough to visit in the past.
So let's talk about some of those places. One place is called Fonjeau, and there's a lovely photo of you and the other presidents of the Dominican institutions near Fonjeau in a spot where St. Dominic saw fire coming down from the sky for several nights, and that pointed him to where he would start his first convent, and you took a trek there. You walked down a path. What happened?
Sure. So we started from the Synodou in Fonjeau, which is the site that you just described so beautifully. And overlooking from that site, you just see the most bucolic pastures of France. They're just gorgeous. It was a beautiful day. And so there's about a two-mile trek to Pruy, which is the site where the first group of Dominican women lived that Dominic brought together at the time. And as we were going through these fabulous countryside pastures and through the walk, it was so easy to imagine that we were back in the life of Dominic, because there were no markings as we were walking of modern life, which was lovely. And I had the opportunity to walk with one of the Dominican priests from Toulouse, Father Renaud Seely. And he and I were speaking about Dominic, and he was saying to me that, you know, Dominic really believed that if God were in a project, that the project would come to fruition. And he modeled that on something that happens in Acts 5, where the same is said of the apostles after Christ has died and they're witnessing to Christian life. And it really made me think about how important it is that we have that belief, those of us who lead Dominican institutions, because we, along with many other sponsored ministries of the Sisters of St. Dominic and other Dominican orders and congregations, are really the work of St. Dominic in the world today. So we were trekking through this beautiful, beautiful spot in southern France, and we were looking for the Assassin's Cross. And this is a place that, as we're told, Dominic was accosted by burglars during his walk on this very same pathway that we had taken. And they were going to take all of his worldly possessions. And he said to them, you know, you can take my life as well, because he desired to die a martyr's death for Christ. But they left him alive because they saw how unconcerned he was about any of his material possessions. And so we came to this spot and we prayed there, we took pictures and just thought about how special that place was. And it was very special because 9 years ago when I was in Pruy in Fonjeau, we never could find that cross. So I had been hoping to go back to it for several years, and it was absolutely worth being at that very special spot.
How wonderful that you could find that. So talking about the work of St. Dominic and being the president of a Dominican Catholic University, what do you hope is coming from his life, being imparted to the students today, extended to them?
I think that one of St. Dominic's special messages was how much he cared for the individual person. And we have stories about that, where he truly came to each person respecting them because each person has the dignity of Christ within him or herself. We hear stories about he entered into disputatio with the innkeeper and talked all night until morning, when finally the innkeeper came back to the true Christian faith because of Dominic. But Dominic didn't approach him from a position of superiority. He approached him as a person with dignity and someone he respected. Similarly, we know stories that Dominic sold all his worldly possessions to ensure that people who lived in poverty had enough, or who weren't being sold into slavery, to pay for their debts. And I think that this is a person who shows us that we have a responsibility for other people in the world, and that Dominic came from a position of wealth and knowledge. He was a learned man. He came from a family of means. But that didn't stop him from engaging with people from every walk of life, and that he treated each one of them with dignity and respect. And that's what I would want for our students, that regardless of what their career, where it takes them, their families in the future, where they might travel, that as they encounter people, they see God and the dignity of the divine image in each person.
And that's being brought back to campus through our pillars, right, here on campus?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think when we talk about having prayer and study and service be part, along with others, of our core values here at Caldwell, we always talk about the reason why those are so important is because all of us are part of that family of God that Dominic considered himself a part of.
And part of the family, you and the other presidents and the members of this pilgrimage, you had a chance to pray together, eat meals together, have some community together. What was that like?
It was wonderful. We always had time. Well, certainly we shared meals every day, and we took turns praying at the meals, which was lovely too. But there were also organized times when we had mass together, when we were in various chapels throughout southern France, and we would either have planned or spontaneous prayer and singing, which was just lovely. And it was wonderful to have the chance to do that in sites where we knew Dominic had said mass, or where Dominic had preached, or where Dominic himself had prayed. That added special meaning to all of those experiences.
Fanzhou is a spot where many of our faculty and staff and students are given the opportunity to travel to in the spring, right after graduation, along with other Dominican colleges and universities. And why? Tell us a little bit about that experience, that trip that's offered, and why you think it's important for the campus community to take advantage of it.
Well, I strongly support faculty, staff, and students who are interested in that program. I've never been on that particular program, which is a longer version of what I was able to do. But I know students are able to not only visit many of the same sites that we were able to visit, but they also take a course that introduces them to medieval history and literature of the time that Dominic lived, which I think is very important and very exciting. Students get a real taste, literally, of French cuisine and the culture, social experiences that they see and places that they visit, as well as the faculty and staff. Every day there's an opportunity for prayer or mass, and they have a lot of good opportunities for communal socialization through meals and trips that they take to see a variety of towns and cultural and historic events in the area, places in the area.
Everyone I talk to that comes back is really impacted by it, and they want to learn more. So our final question is, what would be some of the other memorable places that you traveled to? What stays with you after this trip?
Well, one of the things that we did, and it was actually on my bucket list, I've wanted to go for a long time, we went to a place called Niao, which is a cave that has prehistoric drawings, and these drawings date back 35,000 years. And it was quite a trek in the dark to get to what they call the Black Salon, where we were able to see some of these drawings. But it was just amazing to see something that people had created that was so beautiful, that was that old and preserved so well. So I have to say that while that didn't specifically relate to Dominic, I don't know that he ever saw that cave, I have to say that that was also a real highlight for me.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. Our guest has been Dr. Nancy Blattner, president of Caldwell University. And thank you to our student, Drew Timothy, for his production assistance. You can listen to other episodes of Caldwell University Conversations by going to caldwell.edu or caldwellconversations.podbean.com. I'm Colette Liddy. Please join us next time.